Welcome to the Firehouse Magazine Insider for the April 2012 issue of Firehouse. I'm Elizabeth Narulis, Managing Editor, and we'll be talking with Fire Chief Mark McCleese of the Syracuse, New York Fire Department, who was a judge in the 2011 Firehouse Heroism and Community Service Awards, which appears in the April issue of the magazine. Chief McCleese, thank you so much for joining us.
Sure, Elizabeth. Thanks for having me.
I wanted to ask you, just what are you looking for when we send you all the heroism nominees?
Wow. The thing that's just amazing when you're looking through the narratives, it's so amazing. It's not fiction. It's not fake. These are real heroic acts that people have performed. And so when you're reading through all these different nominations, it's so amazing to think of that. You know, when you say looking for something that jumps out, because you read one and it's awesome, then you read the next one and that's even better. And it's so when you are looking at a finite number, and these things happen every day in this huge country of ours, what you're looking for is something that is going to distinguish it from the other ones, which is so difficult because they're all so awesome. These actions that these people have done, it's just amazing. It is very difficult. People don't, it's easy, whatever. I'm telling you, it's very, very difficult.
I feel like this year, too, was especially difficult because of all the incidents where there was multiple firefighters nominated.
Oh, yes.
Right?
And that's the thing also. Departments operate differently, but for the most part, I probably am safe in saying that most things we do are a team effort. Mm-hmm. And you see that there were a lot of team efforts, you know, two firefighters involved in dragging a victim or lifting a victim or whatever it is. So in some cities, though, firefighters do operate alone, and those are some of the ones that also stand out, because you know that there was no partner with him to help him. The individual acted alone. Those kind of things really jump out at you. But for the most part, you're right. There were a lot of the nominations included team efforts, and you can't weigh it and say, "Oh, this guy obviously did more. He lifted the torso, and the other guy just dragged the legs." I mean, you can't get that crazy about it. But there is obviously a sense of tremendous team effort in our whole fire service.
That's great. I'm so glad to hear it. And what would you say for this year really stood out for you? I mean, without going into there was multiple judges, so what winds up coming out at the end might be different from what you felt, but how did you feel with this year's, what really stood out to you?
Well, again, Elizabeth, it's like I said in the beginning, I'm just amazed. I mean, these things happen, and sure, maybe they don't happen every day, but they're happening all across our country. There's small towns, there's big cities, and everything in between. There's career, there's volunteer, there's men, there's women. It's awesome. The diversity of the nominations is what I see, and that, you know, so many probably never even get submitted and are just as good. And that's what I think that reflects so wonderfully on this very, very traditional, great calling. And that's what it is, a calling of firefighting going way back in our history. It still continues today. And even with technology and all the stuff that comes down the road, there are still some unbelievably heroic acts that have nothing to do with technology or anything else, except someone has it within them to go beyond the norm, to push themselves beyond the limit and do something extremely, most of the time, extremely dangerous to save somebody else. And that's the great part about it. It still happens every day. It's happening all over the country. And we just got to see a little slice of it here, because these are the ones that are nominated. But I know these things happen every day in our country. And that's what makes it so difficult, you know, is that there's probably ones that people don't even, I shouldn't put it in. It's not a big deal. I don't like to blow my own horn or whatever. And I think that's what this is what's so great about this, is if we don't blow our own horn, nobody else is. Nobody else
right.
is going to say, oh, look what a great job the fire service is doing. If we don't do it, and it's controversial, because I, even in my own department, the guy was just doing his job. You know, sometimes you have that whole faction, he was just doing his job or whatever. But still, to the person on the street, man, you You couldn't get me to go into a burning building. And so we're trying to get that balance
right.
between the two of what we do and who we are and why we do it. And try to do it in such a way that even people from outside, and you know, and outsiders do look at the magazine and do the podcast and listen to all this. We want them to say, oh, they're just puffing themselves up. No, these things really happen. There's nobody there. This is an individual doing something, or a team is doing something extremely dangerous and extremely heroic by definition.
At the same time, do you think that safety and training has really improved to show that the heroism nominees over the years have gotten safer, I think, and have gotten a little bit less dangerous?
No way.
No, you know.
I'll probably get in trouble for saying that, but there's just no safe way to be a hero.
Right.
There's just no safe way to be a hero. I'm going to get blasted out of the water for this. There you go. You want to have controversy. You know, you go out the door of the firehouse, and you are at risk, you know, and you can go slow, and you can not go through red lights, and you can do all the different things that hurt and injure and kill firefighters. But at some point, you're going to have to do something that is extremely dangerous to be successful. There is a risk-benefit. All the people talk about risk-benefit-reward. At some point, either you risk or you don't. And if you don't risk, there's no heroism. It's easy to be back and be safe and not risk. But that decision, that split-second decision by an individual to say, I'm going to risk myself, and the benefit is I think this victim has a good chance at survival, that risk-benefit is made on an individual basis, and these are the people we're recognizing that they are going beyond that level of safety. They are risking themselves, and that's a decision, and everybody knows it in certain cases. The risk is worth it if the victim is a viable chance of surviving, and that's what these are. These people have a real good option of surviving, and did some of them. They did survive because someone took a risk. The safety comes to the training and the education and your equipment and everything else that gives you the ability to make that split-second decision. If all those other pieces aren't in place, the training, the concepts of safety and size up and all the other things that we do, if they're not in place as a foundation, yes, then maybe it is a bad decision. You know, maybe you're making a risky decision when you shouldn't be. But with all those other things in place, people still have to go beyond that realm of safety to make a grab, to make a heroic act. And like I said, maybe people will shoot me down for that, but there is a point where you go beyond that to make these heroic grabs. And when when people read the stories, they'll see why.
Okay, great. You can find the 2011 Firehouse Heroism and Community Service Awards on page 66 of the April issue of Firehouse Magazine. Look for links to this article and the entire issue of the magazine on the podcast player page. Thank you so much, Chief McLeese.
Sure, no problem, Elizabeth.